This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this last weekend of July. And you want a big show? We got a big show for you. My first guest is an artist that is absolutely unbelievable. He worked with the Beatles a lot. Peter Max will be joining us on the show, along with comedian Bill Engvall. Then from Fox News, we have Brian Kilmeade and Phil Coogan, who, of course, is with the Smithsonian Channel. His new show is called Flying High. Next hour, actor, author, producer Rob Reiner will be here. Another great actor, William Devane, will be joining us on the show. From Earth, Wind, and Fire, Philip Bailey. And then we're going to be talking about the e-commerce statistics with Gene Marks. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause just briefly. When we come back, my first guest this first hour is none other than artist Peter Max.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We're back with Ron Segi today. I am delighted to have our next guest with us. He's been with us in the past, and he's done me some really nice favors when it comes to signed posters that I have hanging in my den at home and are just very dear to my heart. I love this description, a visual counterpart to the music of the Beatles. I just love that description. Joining us right now is one of the best in the business, Peter Max. Hi, Peter. How are you, my friend?
Hi, buddy. How are you? It's so nice to be with you again.
And I really meant what I said. I just absolutely treasured those posters for, it's got to be over now, 10, 12 years.
Is that amazing how time flies, right?
Now, I'm excited about the fact that you're going to be here in my neck of the woods.
Yep.
Now, if this is a show that you're going to put on that's presenting some interpretive works of Vincent van Gogh, Monet, Picasso. Tell us about it, Peter.
Yeah, you know, part of my regular show is all kinds of various periods, because, you know, I've been around for quite a few decades now. And so I've got different art from different periods. Then I was collecting images, self-portraits of Van Gogh and Lautrec and so forth, and I started doing my own versions of those, you know, like, because there were no photographs, I think, when Van Gogh was alive. There's just his self-portrait.
Yeah.
So I looked at the portrait, you know, and like painting a person sitting in front of me, I painted my Van Gogh, and of off Van Gogh, and then I did Lautrec, and I did, you know, various other artists, and it became a fantastic series, which I adore, because I always admired these great masters, you know, being an artist. So that's it. It was like, and that's going to be part of the show. You'll see it there. It's a wonderful collection.
My son, many, many years ago, he said to me, he said, Dad, I want to paint. And I said, great, you can start with the garage, and then you can go on to the family room. And he said, no, I want to paint. But he studied under Bob Ross for many, many years, because Bob used to live in Orlando. And that's how he started. There is no artistic talent other than music in our family. Nothing whatsoever. How did you start?
You know, I grew up in Shanghai, China, as you know.
Yes.
You know, my parents migrated from Berlin to Shanghai. I was a little bit less than 1 year old. And my father, who owned several retail stores for men's clothing, 8 stores with maybe 80, 100 employees. But at night, when he used to come home or late afternoons, he used to draw with his little boy. I was a year old. He used to draw with me. He gave me a pencil, and we did it for like 3 years. And just, you know, zigzagging, and like just so I can get a nice handle on about the pencil or the pen. And one day, my mother, coming home, we lived in a beautiful villa, like a pagoda house. And outside, about a block away, there was a man sitting there, and he was drawing in the street on an easel. As you sometimes have seen people in the street drawing, and people can go there and sit with him, and you do your portrait, or you buy a drawing for a few pennies, whatever this was back then. So she asked him if he could come and teach me how to draw. She said she had a 3-year-old boy. Well, what happened was he couldn't make it, but he sent his daughter over. He said she was a good artist. So the girl came over, and she was, you know, a bigger girl. I was like only 3, and she was like, you know, maybe... I found out later, within about a year or two, that when I was 3, she was about 7 or 8 or 9, no more. Mm-hmm. She was like a little girl. And she came with a stack of paper, and she stayed with me till I was 10. So when I was 10, she was maybe 14.
Mm-hmm.
And I left China. And I remember when the boat pulled away from Shanghai, you know, we were going to Cyprus, and then we went to Israel, and from Israel we came to the United States. When the boat pulled away, I remember standing there, and I was crying about my little kitty cat that left behind,
mm-hmm.
and my little nanny, you know, who was like 3 years older than me. I was maybe 4, so when I was 10, she was maybe 13 or 14. Cried and cried and cried till Shanghai disappeared in the horizon, you know what I mean?
Wow.
And I was back in Shanghai just about almost 2.5 months ago, 3 months maybe. And I had press conferences and everything, and I talked about my nanny. I talked about it, but nobody showed up.
Wow.
So I'm going to hire like a public relation firm in Shanghai, and I'm about in the middle of doing it already.
Really?
See if we can find her. Yeah, I got to find her.
Wow. What happened?
I mean, here I am, one of the most famous artists on the planet.
Right.
And if it wasn't for her giving me the jump start, who knows, right?
Oh, wow.
If it was my father, then it was her.
That's a movie, Peter.
It's a movie, it is.
I mean, it really is when you think about it. It's like the love story behind the Titanic, you know? I mean, that's really...
I so adored her, and I remember when the boat pulled away from Shanghai, I just cried and cried. I was like a little 10-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And I switched from the kitty cat to my nanny, to the kitty cat to the nanny. And in Shanghai, my parents called her Ama.
Oh.
Or there was another name for her. And, but I couldn't find her.
It was really
sad. I was there just a few months ago, and I had a press conference with about 40, maybe 60 different press people, a huge room with people.
Yeah.
With tape recorders and video cameras and writing with pads. And all I talked is about her.
That's great. You know, I'm on a Central Florida tour with a 15-piece orchestra that I sing in front of.
Wow.
And I found out that one of my old flames was going to be in the audience, and she came back afterwards, and boy, was I lucky I didn't stay with her. It was nothing like the old days. We're getting off the subject, but it was nothing like the old days. You really are known for these fascinating, these gorgeous grab-out colors that you do. And when you found out that these new printing techniques allowed you for reproduction of these products, I mean, you got all kinds of endorsements from General Electric, 70-some corporations, saying to you, do some customized work for us. I mean, that has to be an enormous tribute to the work and the dedication that you put into this life career.
It was amazing. It was 1969. I was only... you know, 10 years old back then.
Yes, absolutely. I read about it in history books.
Anyhow, it was an amazing thing to get into the media. And so we started doing what's called licensing. So I did T-shirts, I did sneakers with Nike. I had like maybe 72 product lines. But then after about 2-3 years, when it hit almost $1.8 billion at retail, can you imagine that? That's $1,970. That would be today $10 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, mind-boggling. This was at retail, obviously not in my pocket. But I got a nice royalty. It was quite a lot of money.
Sure.
And but I decided, hey, I'm not like a designer, you know, even though I respect and love Calvin Klein and Ralph Lauren. I wanted to be a painter like Picasso. So I said, maybe I shouldn't do the licensing and do clothes anymore. So I got away from it. And but, you know, it elevated my the knowledge about me to people, you know, the public relations of being in thousands and thousands and thousands of stores and people were wearing my T-shirts. And it's unbelievable. So maybe close to 80 one-man museum shows came out of it.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Shows. It was unbelievable. It lasted for about a decade. And now there's a night, there's probably like, you know, out of all the... Oops, let me just shut this off. Forgive me.
No, that's okay. The calls are already pouring in from the show.
Maybe that's one of them.
Maybe that's your girl.
Yeah.
Maybe she heard it.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
But, you know, Peter, you hear so much about starving artists. It's so nice to have somebody as appreciative and as talented as you to be able to experience the success.
Well, I'm grateful for it. Believe me, I'm grateful, you know. And what really meant a lot to me is when my mother and father, you know, praised me for my work.
Sure.
You know? That meant so much to me. And then it came from friends. And then it came from strangers. And then it came from public relations people. Then it came from people like Larry King.
Mm-hmm.
All the talk show people. I've been on hundreds of talk shows on television. It was unbelievable. And all the museums then came. And it was mind-boggling that here there are 90 museums around America, maybe 5 or 10 across the world, that had a show of mine with maybe 200 or 300 works in it. And it lasted, each show was about 2 or 3 months. It was mind-boggling.
Well, you know, Ed McMahon was a dear friend and partner of mine. And one day he walked into my house and he saw the poster that you had signed to me. And he said, you know, Peter was on the Tonight Show with us.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just, boom, you know, he just was so taken back. And he said, how did you get that poster? I never got a poster like that.
Isn't that me? We became good friends, you know.
But in fact, I'm going to go out this weekend to see his family out on the West Coast.
Do me a favor, when you do that, call me back with their phone number. I'm going to call them up, and maybe I'll do a nice portrait memory of my sweet friend, Ed McMahon.
Oh, man, I would.
It'll be a gift from you to them, okay?
Oh, geez, Peter, that you are something else. You really are. Now, everybody can go to roadshowcompany.com. I could talk to you forever, but I know you're on a busy schedule.
They also can go to petermax.com.
Petermax.com, too.
Roadshowcompany.com.
Now, you are going to be in Orlando on the 27th and the 28th, but also, my friends, in other cities, you will be touring with this, and we urge everybody to go to petermax.com to find out where he's going to be at so that you can go and say hi. He's the nicest man you'll want to meet.
Oh, thank you so much.
And, Peter, I will see you.
Oh, it'll be so great when I'm at the show, right?
Yes, sir. And
all the best to you, my buddy. I can't wait to see you.
And I will bring to you those numbers, okay?
Okay, my dear friend. All the best to you. God bless.
Thank you, Peter. You're the best. Peter Max has been our guest.
Thank you, my buddy. You're so kind. Let's do this more often. I love it, okay?
I would love to do that, and I will see you in a week, okay?
Okay, my buddy. All the best.
Thanks, Peter. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the United States and around the world. It is so good to have our next guest with us. He used to be with us a lot, but I think I said something that ticked him off because I haven't talked to him in a while. Joining us right now is comedian, Grammy nominee, recording artist, star of a television show, in the big screen, none other than Bill Engvall. Hi, Bill. How you doing, my friend?
Hello, Ron. And no, you had never said anything that offended me at all.
Oh, well, that's good because I never know what I say to people. I, you know,
well, you're like that. You're like that. Jim, you don't want to overuse it.
That's exactly right. People ask me all the time, what is the favorite person that you had on the air, okay? And I, you know, I'm a singer, so I kind of have a relationship with singers, but actors are boring, you know, they're just playing a role on television.
Right.
I love comedians. Guys like you, I could talk to all day long.
One of the things I love to do, is obviously, as you know, over the years, is yap. And I have never understood when celebrities give these yes-no answers.
Oh.
It's like, I want to say, let me just cue you in here for a second. We're talking about something that you're passionate about. That's your key to go jump off and tell me all about it. And I go, so you're doing a movie. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Most of the times that I run into those problems, it's with an actor or an actress because they're not reading a script. The old Carson routine, if you don't buy the premise, you can't buy the bit. So I, you know, I kind of build up a question that's like 27 seconds long, and the guy goes, nah. Nah, not at all.
Yeah,
no.
I don't get it. You know, that's, and you know, the my biggest problem is shutting me up because I just, you know, I'm trying to branch into acting. I'm doing some more dramatic roles and stuff like that. So when they called me and they said, we want you to host this game show, my first thought was, oh, really? Is it over already? Because that was kind of the stigma of a game show host, was, you know. It was kind of where old actors went to die.
Right. You do wear a plaid jacket and a big tie.
Yeah, exactly. Am I going to be the, you know, Bob's pants were so big, yeah. You know, it's like... But I got to tell you, you look at what's going on with like Foxworthy and Drew Carey,
yeah,
and Wayne Brady, and these, you know, it's a natural progression to, you know, instead of taking a host and trying to make him funny, why not take somebody who's already funny and make them the host? And I love what they did with Lingo. GSN has done such a great job with this. There's a huge contingent of game show people that, like, on the internet and stuff. Dude, you would be wet in your pants if I could. You should pull up the Lingo blog board and read some of the comments. People, it makes me laugh. Like, one guy goes, well, this Bill Engvall guy is just temporary. Chuck will be back.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's what they're saying?
And I get good ones, too. Like, you know, one guy, there was a guy who was in the audience. He said, hey, I went to one of the tapings. Engvall was great. It's going to be a good show, you know, but they've changed some of the rules, which I was not happy about. You know, it's like, oh, my God, it's a game, you know.
But it's more than a game. It is a cult following. It's like the
totally.
It's like the Grateful Dead on a quiz show.
Exactly. And And so, you know, what's been fun, though, and Gia Sin did a great job with this, was the only thing we're changing about the show is we're making it a little funnier, and there's a lot more contestant interaction with the host, which I love.
Oh, it's
perfect. Because that's just fodder for me, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, I don't want people to think I sugarcoat this, because trust me, if somebody, like the other day, we were shooting one, and a lady said some word, and I go, you know, I went to public schools, but I know that's not a five-letter word. So, you know, I can, if people screw up, I bust them on it, you know, in a fun way. But that's what makes it so much fun for me.
Well, I think that's what you hit on, is that it's fodder for you because you're working with people, and that's what, you know, your whole deal, the TV show you had, you know, the fact that you are able to relate to the real problems of married life. I mean, I love that. I love it.
Well, and that's what we try to do, you know, as much as we can with lingo is, you know, like we had, you know, we had a show, that we had, it was called Cougars versus Studs. And, these two ladies that were the Cougars, oh my God, if I'd have been in a bar, I'd have been scared because they were coming on to me.
Really?
And, you know, I don't even care if we win. We just got to hug you. I'm like, oh, geez, I got to go shower or something.
Oh, wow. There's got to be something in the Bible against that. I mean, holy.
I hope not, because it was a hell of a lot of fun.
Now, you know, when you guys get together, you, Jeff, Larry the Cable Guy, you know, last time I saw Larry, he was filming something here at Universal, and he was in a, I don't know what the heck it was, an angel outfit or a butterfly?
It was Tooth Fairy 2.
Oh, my goodness gracious. He was.
Which ought to scare the hell out of every kid out there to think of Larry the Cable Guy as a Tooth Fairy.
It scared me, and all I did was get in my car. Holy man, brutal. But with the success of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader with Jeff, this lingo is the same people, right?
Yeah, same people as Zoo Productions who did this. You know, I got to tell you, it's, God, if I could get this to go as long as that did, I'll be a happy camper, brother.
Well, you got 40 episodes in the can, correct?
Right. And so hopefully it's going to do well, and they'll pick up some more, because I sure had a great time doing it. And I think people are going to really like this because it's got great gameplay ability. In other words, you can sit and play it at home. And I think people are going to like it just because it's a lot more fun.
Well, you're a warm guy on these things.
I try to be.
No, you are. Take this as a compliment. You're a regular guy when you do this. I mean, some of the game shows, remember some of the game shows from the 60s and 70s, the announcers said, and now here's Gene Rayburn, and the guy, you know, he had a microphone that was 40 feet long, and he wasn't a real guy. You're a real guy.
Yeah, I hope I don't ever lose that. I think if I do, then it's time to get out.
Yeah.
I always want to be able to make people laugh and then do it in a fun way that's not mean or hurtful. I thank God every day because it was a gift that was given to me, and I don't know that I could have found it on my own.
Now, it's on the Game Show Network. It's what they call a strip show, ladies and gentlemen, but don't think anything vulgar. That means it runs Monday through Friday.
Trust me, you don't want me stripping.
No, because that's a visual. You know, Meatloaf told me one time, this is a funny story, I got to tell you. He was hosting something on Rock and Roll Jeopardy, and here was a guy that really didn't have any experience on television doing anything. And, of course, he was wearing what we call in the business an IFB, which is a hearing aid, so that you get direct. Yeah, I'm sure you wear one.
Well, that's one of the things. When you're, you know, what's funny is when we're shooting the show, I've got to know the rules of the game.
Sure.
Well, because I'm, you know, because they don't go, hey, let's go to the producer.
Right.
The thing that's funny is they have to tell me stuff. Like someone will go, oh, I go, that's not a word, and I go, yes, it is a word, and I go, oh, I'm sorry, yes, it is a word, you know, or vice versa.
Right, right.
I got him in my ear trying to tell me jokes to put in, and I'm like, and at some point, there's actually been times you will never see it on the air. But it's, okay, everybody's got to shut up in my head.
Well, you know, that's what happened to him. He was doing something on the show, and of course, he wasn't used to it, and they gave him some instructions, and right in the middle of emceeing the next team, he says, what?
Yeah. Which, well, I always tell people, I go, look, if I'm not ignoring you, I'm just listening to eight people in my head.
That's so funny.
And you add those to the other 100 that are already in there.
And you've got the Mormon Tabernacle Choir is what you have. Well, you know, Bill, we got to do this more often. You're a great guest.
Love talking to you. You're one of the good guys in the business, and you're one of the best.
Well, I appreciate it so much. And we're going to be watching now Lingo on GSN, the Game Show Network. You coming down to Orlando soon, Bill?
I hope so, yeah. I'd like to get down there again. I'll be down there, I think, in Kissimmee in October for the P PGA event.
Well, if you are, let us know so you can be our guest over here, okay?
I'd love that.
Okay, Bill. Good luck with the show. As always, it's great talk with you. You're one of the best.
Thanks, Ronnie. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, Bill. Okay. Bill Engvall has been our guest. I really enjoy talking to him. He is so up, one of the funny comedians that you'll ever find. And the way things are going these days in the news, we need some good laughs, huh? And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is lashing out at Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings after he was authorized to subpoena text and emails from White House officials. As chair of the House Oversight Committee, Cummings criticized Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan for the poor conditions at detention centers at the border. The president tweeted that Cummings is a bully for screaming at the Border Patrol. Cummings tweeted back that it's his duty to conduct oversight of the executive branch, and it is also his moral duty to fight for his constituents. The Supreme Court has given the go-ahead for work to begin on several sections of the southern border wall. A 5-4 vote by the conservative majority high court gave the president a win by allowing his administration to redirect $2.5 billion in money approved by Congress for the Pentagon to help build his border wall. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban,
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgie today. Well, our next guest is a friend of the show. He's been on several times. He's written three books that we've had him on for: George Washington's Secret Six, there was Thomas Jefferson and the Tripoli Pirates, which I love that book, and Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans. And now it is out in paperback, and he's with us right now to talk about the book. He's the host of Fox and Friends. He's, of course, on the syndicated radio with the Brian Kilmeade Show, which, by the way, I've never been on, so we'll have to sort that thing out when it comes in. Brian Kilmeade joins us. Hi, Brian. Welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Thanks for having me on, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. You got to be one of the hardest working guys on Fox. Every time I turn around, you're on the air or you're out on assignment. When they say to you, can you fill in for somebody, do you ever say, no, I'm already working 25 hours a day?
Well, you know what? I think you and I agree that this is, we like doing it. It's mislabeled work.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's time. It's really, my life's very simple. It's my family and work. I don't golf. I don't play tennis.
Right.
I don't belong to a club. So I just go in there. I get beat everyone up in the morning, so I'm up at 2:30. Like Monday, for example, I did not do the 5, even though they asked me to, because my daughter's senior day and she's a soccer player. So that's a priority. But at this point, I'm smart enough to know I just got to take advantage of things while I can. That's the way I look at it.
I don't play tennis or golf or any of those things either, because this is my enjoyment. Let's talk about the book, okay? It's out now in paperback, all right? This is a fascinating story. You're talking about the War of 1812, which a lot of people forget about, and you discuss this important battle of New Orleans and why President Madison, who overlooked the point of the importance of blocking the Mississippi River that could really alienate everything that was done years before with the Louisiana Purchase and the spread of Americana to the West Coast. I don't know if people realize what this man did as a general and later the 7th President of the United States.
And because Donald Trump went out of his way to say, hey, this guy reminds me of me, and I'm going to put his picture in the Oval Office, people feel as though they can be critical. And they just defiled the Hermitage gravesite because, you know, back then no one could ever justify it, but they had slaves. Back then there was constant battles with Indians, and he often took it to them and didn't initiate but responded, and they had the Indian Removal Act, which is controversial. No one thinks it was executed correctly. But he did so many unbelievable things. But the thing that made him the most famous person in America is when Madison turned to him, Monroe, as Secretary of War, said, I need you to save the day. And they ignored him for 2 years. And then finally, his militia started carving up the British as well as the Spanish in Florida, as well as taking on these Red Stick Indians, these Creek War warriors. And he was able to knock them out in order to take the British on one-on-one. And that face-off that he was supposed to get annihilated, he was able in 3.5 weeks to put an army together that would stop the British in their tracks before they could reach New Orleans. If they went there, we found the paperwork to prove, even though the Treaty of Ghent ending the war was signed, no one knew it, they planned on holding on to it. They planned on holding on to New Orleans and stopping us from growing as a country past the Mississippi.
Right.
And that's what I keep finding, Ron. Like, the more you look at our story as a country, the more you think we should have been stopped so many times. And this is a story of a 41-year-old guy with a bullet in him from a duel, suffering from dysentery, who rallied 6,000 troops against 9,000 troops and destroyed them in 45 minutes. I think that's an American story we can all relate to.
And you talk about his injuries. Of course, he had a very, very rough childhood. He had brothers that passed away, his mother passed away, his father passed away before he was born. But you talk about that militia that he had initially, though. He only had like 1,400 soldiers compared to 10,000. Then he had to go out and recruit 2,000 or 3,000 more. Initially, it was just 10-1.
You did read the book, man. Yeah, very few people go that deep, but that's exactly what happened. So at a time in which we have presidents that say, I don't know if we're an exceptional nation or every nation thinks they're exceptional, I thought it was important to go back and outline stories that show we are an exceptional nation and the beacon of freedom, and we were doing something back then which we take for granted now. Provide a country that has an opportunity that says no matter where you're born or how much money you have the opportunity to be successful. And that's what Jackson represents. And at 41, he was the most famous man in America. He left being known locally. He came back being known internationally. As I went and studied what Teddy Roosevelt thought about him, what Franklin Roosevelt thought about him, what Reagan, Truman, and Lincoln thought about him. So forget if, you know, all these Trump haters, Republicans who don't like Democrats like Andrew Jackson was, these are great presidents from both parties who thought that he was an indispensable leader.
Truman idolized him. You read anything about Truman, you know, he idolized him. Here's the thing that I think, in addition to what he did to save the West, if you will, is that he got these people in New Orleans together, the Frenchmen, the Indians, the slaves, the pirates, the Kentucky woodsmen. This was not an easy task in itself, along with the fact that it was hampered by the situation that the British were actually going to Indian tribes and paying them off to be against America. So he had everything against him, but that grudge for Britain to what happened to him when he was a child never faded.
Yeah, his brother died in the Revolutionary War. His other brother, he and his brother got caught, and they both suffered head injuries. His brother never recovered from it. After being a prisoner of war, his mom went to earn a living. She died. So he was raised by his county, his town, his country. And he felt as though he owed everything to this country. And he wanted to make it more of a country that gave an opportunity to everyone. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, and I had to really read this twice and study it in multiple places, back then we had a elite class building. It was Jefferson. It was Monroe. It was Adams. It was Washington. Sometimes Washington felt left out because of these huge intellects. And Hamilton. And then people on the outside, like Jackson, would felt like, hey, buddy, stand aside. You're not qualified to run a country like this. And he was the first to say, yeah, and I'll take my case to the people, and I'm going to find out what the people want, and I'm going to deliver it to them. And he changed. He was the first to campaign because Washington, the elite, did not like Andrew Jackson. He was a backwoodsman. He was a guy they thought should be, you know, rough and ready out there and, you know, being a, you know, a Midwestern judge, which he was, but he thought he could do more, and he did.
Having such an illustrious track record as a general, why was his administration controversial after he had accomplished so much? I mean, he was a two-term president. What was it in his career of being the president that the general public didn't really appreciate?
He was a little like LBJ ended up being, where he would corral, make deals, use leverage to get things done. He was the last president to balance the budget and return, put us actually at a surplus. But to do that, he had to tick off a lot of people, cut off a lot of programs. And he also left a lot of people out of the decision-making process. Tell me if this sounds familiar. He didn't hire from the Washington elite. He hired a lot of his family. He went ahead and started his own newspaper because he didn't like the way the press he was getting. So then he went and said, here's this reporter I like. He'll be my editor. You can work out of the White House if you want. And people got a problem with that, just like they have a problem with Trump.
Right.
You know, that's the way he dealt with it, and then got leverage on people to make sure they went along. And he became just as influential after being president as being president, because everyone seemed to go to the Hermitage in Nashville for his blessing.
You know, I'm going to go back to what I say on the air so much, Brian. You can't move forward in today's environment or go forward into tomorrow's environment if you don't know what the hell happened in the past. And talk about what Trump is doing now, and he did it as the seventh president of the United States. That's what I think all of these people out on the streets don't really realize, that you have to understand where we've been in order to understand where we are and where we're going. And that's the thing that really frosts me. People need to read these things like this book. We talked last time, too, about the potential of a movie. Is that still in the works?
Well, I mean, Jefferson is the one that was moving forward in a three-part series on the History Channel. I'll keep you up to date on how that's happening. You know, but in that business, unlike our business, they don't feel in a rush.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have to turn on a show every day. We got to break news every day. We got to be accurate every day. They hopefully will be pushing that forward because I think it's a story that must be told. And I know that right now Sean Penn is doing Andrew Jackson, which makes me think it's going to come out terrible for HBO. I don't want to do his life. John Meacham wrote about his life. Ron Chernow wrote about Grant. I read those books. I'm not in that league. All I want is to give you a slice of what Jackson was. And a moment that was just needed to be told about America's history. My hope is that you're going to go take out a DVD or read. And I mean, there are literally probably 10 books that came out on Jackson over the last 5 years. But I just said, I'm just going to grab one story that needs to be told and wasn't properly appreciated.
Well, you've done that with the Washington book. You've done that with the Thomas Jefferson book, the Tripoli Pirates. I never knew that those things were happening. You know, you got to do me a favor, and you got to come back on our show more often. You're a great guest, and of course, I'll be more than happy to make an appearance on yours, Brian, at your earliest convenience. You know,
I feel
terrible and, making a comment.
If anybody ever wants to get it or personalize, just go to briankillme.com. It'll be there.
Okay. Hey, by the way, the book is out right now in paperback. It's called Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans, and it's penned by our guest and friend Brian Kilmeade from Fox. Brian, thanks for joining us. I'm looking forward to having you back, my friend.
I really appreciate it. Thanks, Ryan. Go get him.
Brian Kilmeade, and he's a talented author, and of course he's on Fox and Friends, and he also does a nationally syndicated radio show. And we'll be back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
world. It's Ron Sedgie today. I feel kind of like embarrassed to say nationwide and around the world on my show because I do it here from a very nice air-conditioned studio. Our next guest has done it. I mean, he's been more than 100 countries. So when he talks about around the world, he means it. He's an Emmy Award-winning producer and for years hosted The Amazing Race, and he's got a show called Flying High with Phil Kogan. Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm great, and I appreciate you taking a little time to talking to me today.
When I read the premise for this show, I was blown away because it's amazing. It's just staggering where you've been. Now, this is going to be a show that kind of gives you an aerial view, if you will, of your native New Zealand. And tell us a little bit about the whole thing, because I know that you started this trek of traveling at a very young age. You're only a couple of years old, and you've been doing it all your life with a title of a book that actually explains your life's philosophy, No Opportunity Wasted. So tell us about this show.
Well, the show is called Flying High, a Flying High on New Zealand. I guess it's a play on words because, as you said, we are flying around the country. But this show is really about dropping down and meeting people. So the aerials are that you see and the beautiful landscapes you see are certainly one layer of the show. But ultimately, this show is less about the landscapes and more about the personalities. So it's really people over place, because to me, places are about people. They're not just about the landscapes. And certainly when we're interviewing all these really captivating characters from New Zealand who epitomize the personality of New Zealand, they're certainly standing and we see them in a beautiful surrounding. But I wanted to share the personality of New Zealand. I'm hoping that when people watch this show on Smithsonian Channel that they go, oh, I get it. I know what the New Zealand psyche is like. I know what that personality is like, the humor, the humility, the resourcefulness, the ingenuity. So that if you were to plan a trip to New Zealand on Monday and you were to get off the plane and you were to meet a taxi driver when you got off the plane, you wouldn't be shocked or surprised by their tone or their personality. You'd have a pretty good sense of it because you got to see that personality of New Zealand through the eyes, again, of people that we have picked who we think epitomize what that New Zealand personality is all about.
I think that the profile that you're explaining really does tell more than just the scenery, and the scenery is outstanding. Would you talk to World War I aircraft enthusiast Peter Jackson, to Emma Gilmore, one of the fastest female rally drivers? You're meeting up with everyone, including your father. I thought that was pretty unique.
Yeah, well, my dad is really the person who I guess that I would credit with sharing the most about New Zealand with me, and obviously my mom. As you mentioned, we started traveling when I was very young. I was only 2 years old, and an introduction to the world through them, and it's their enthusiasm for people and travel that really got me inspired to want to find a way to travel and meet people. And that's really where I got my passion for sharing stories of interesting people in front of the camera. So I wanted to include my dad in this just because he's such a big part of my life. He's a fun character. He's like a walking encyclopedia. So we just did a simple thing. We walked around the garden, but I think it's kind of a humorous walk around the garden with my dad, but it kind of gets across about, you know, why I got interested in travel in the first place or people in the first place.
I think it's important to note that this isn't just a boring travelogue like you see at people's home movies. This is done exceptionally well and only your style. And you mentioned the fact that you've been traveling since you were a youngster, 2 years old, but you had a near-death experience at the age of 19. Could you tell us about that? Because I found that enormously fascinating.
Yeah, well, it was my first, one of my first hosting jobs, and we were documenting a shipwreck that went down in about 80 feet of water in quite a turbulent piece of water where a big cruise boat had run into some rocks in New Zealand, and we were the first to go there with a camera. And I had done quite a bit of scuba diving but never been inside a wreck, and I naively went into the wreck without a line, which is a big no-no. I mean, you have to tie a line on the outside of the ship so that if you get lost and all the silt stirs up inside the boat, that you can at least pull yourself out following the line. I didn't do any of that. I didn't really understand the complexities of wreck diving. And I got separated from my diving partner found myself isolated in the middle of the ship and realized that I did not know where I was, how to get out, and which way I'd come from. And in my panic, I stirred up all the silt in the boat, and which only made me panic even more. And thankfully, my dive buddy found me and got me out safely. But it was a pivotal point in my life and changed my life, changed my way of thinking, motivated me to write a list of things to do before I died. And that list has become really the impetus and almost like a contract, if you like, to set out to do different things in my life. And in a way, in a weird way, it was something that I'm pleased did happen, just because it did give me a wake-up call.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. You've eaten a 5-star meal on top of an erupting volcano. You changed the light bulb on a bridge. You broke an unofficial bungee jumping record with 8 others, put a golf ball across Scotland, and you rode a motorcycle from Los Angeles to New York to help awareness for the National MS Society. But did you do anything really strange?
Well, listen, by the way, it wasn't a motorbike that I rode across America. It was a bicycle.
Oh, a bicycle. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I left Santa Monica. Yeah, no, a motorbike would have been a little bit easier.
That's what I would think, yeah.
Yeah, it was 100 miles a day. I rode across America. Was raising money for MS, but I think the toughest thing that I've done in recent years is I retraced the 1928 Tour de France on a bicycle, 3,338 miles, retracing the 1928 Tour de France, which was when the first English-speaking team rode in the Tour de France.
Mm-hmm.
And we made a movie. It took 5 years to make the movie, and it's now in theaters. It's called La Ride. That would have been the biggest challenge that I've ever taken on in my life.
Well, if you ever need company when riding that bike, give me a call. Let me know, because I got a neighbor I'll give you a name to, okay? I could never do it. Flying High,
yeah,
on the Smithsonian Channel, which I love. And Phil not only sees it from the ground, but he sees it from a helicopter, hot air balloons, sailboats, and a World War I plane. Boy, Phil, I got to tell you, I give you a lot of credit for this, and I'm going to be watching. I hope the whole country is.
Yeah, so do I. And again, the most important thing is I just really want to introduce people with the audience, sorry, to the New Zealand people and share a few laughs and hopefully be entertained.
Well, I tell you, you're quite a guy. Flying High with Phil Coogan, and that, of course, is airing on the Smithsonian Channel. Phil, come back and join us again, okay? It's always great having you here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Wow, I tell you, you talk about an adventurous. You talk about a man who lives life to the fullest. That's him. Wouldn't you love to do that? Takes a lot of moxie, I tell you. Hey, we're going to pause for a second. We'll be back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Segi today on this last week of July. Can you believe that? And I want to thank my guests this first hour, Peter Max for joining us, comedian Bill Engvall, Brian Kilmeade from Fox News, and Phil Coogan from the Smithsonian Channel. Next hour, old Meathead himself. I shouldn't say that. He's a very bright man. Rob Reiner will be joining us. William Devane will be here. He's not going to sell us gold. We're going to talk about a great career that he had. From Earth, Wind, and Fire, Philip Bailey will be chatting about a book that he has, and then we're going to be talking about e-commerce statistics with Gene Marks. And that's all coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.